Yes, dude, we're here live. Matt and Shane Secret Podcast. Shane is away handling serious business at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have the bros here, dude.
Yes,
Rob dude. Cruz, Naeem Ali, Drew Montana.
Yes.
Here we go.
Durag and a deer tag. Thank you. Thanks for coming and bailing me out, guys.
Oh, dude. Appreciate you having us.
I would have sat here by myself and just went like, I don't know.
You would have figured it out.
True. Gardini. I could have had it. I could have talked to Gardini as well.
Yeah.
But I don't want to, you know.
Have you ever done a solo pod? Like when
yeah,
we just talked
I've ripped them on Patreon a couple times.
Okay.
Try to talk. It gets really weird, especially if you have a live chat. Yeah. You can break down immediately. Yeah. I've gotten high and did it one time on Patreon or like for a Patreon thing. As soon as someone's like, fuck you, you're like, stop. That guy's problem.
I couldn't do it with the live chat, dude.
You get fucked up immediately.
If I say something funny and it doesn't get a million laugh emojis, I'm fucking ending the stream.
Dude, and you can have it. It'll be, yeah, cool, cool. Then one guy will be like, you're a fucking loser and a fraud. And you go, and then you're talking, but you have another part of your mind that's actively like,
about that.
What's that guy's fucking problem? And you start being like, no, I'm not. And you're done. Dude, Scott yep. Adams does a podcast, is a guy who created Dilbert, where he sits in front of a live stream. Me and Shane talked about this last week, where it was like there's like boomer type dudes that are like getting crushed in the comments.
Yeah,
because you guys deal with negative comments yet, or you guys?
Yeah, yeah, so
you guys,
yeah, we get them.
We get some.
Because everyone's nice at first, and then it flips, and you get nasty boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so it rules when you only have like three comments.
Usually that's and nice. Like, usually yeah. three dudes are pumped on you.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you get like 300, like. Five of them are gonna go, it's you fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
We only usually get bad comments when we do somebody else's podcast. So like after this, somebody gonna be like, fuck Naeem, he's dressed like shit. You know what I'm saying?
Like, no, it's a rite of I think it's a rite of passage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mm-hmm. have to just endure the you know,
dude, the comments,
the opinions.
The comments secretly love my teeth.
Yeah, they do.
They're secretly big really? Fans of my chompers, dude. They want them.
That's tight. Yeah. Dude.
They want their own pair of these things. That's I'm gonna start selling them, dude.
They are beautiful, dude. They're like abstract.
Thank you. A dentist told me that.
Yo, you said his teeth abstract.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, I had a high dentist.
You gotta have a good think.
Are you familiar with a Mobius strip?
No.
So when you like invert a circle so that it goes on like forever, the way it's twisted, you never know what side yours up or down. Is that what you're saying? His teeth look like that? Yeah. That's fucked up. Fuck? It's actually fucked up.
That is fucked up, bro.
Dude, they're like a small clock, dude. They're like a pocket watch in front of your eyes.
You're saying his teeth just like just go above and beyond Euclidean geometry? You're saying you can't
100%. I squint when I look at Drew.
That's fucked up, actually.
Yeah.
If you look at stuff, I'm trying to get away from that stuff. Yeah.
If you look at him from the side, it's a giraffe. I swear to God. Yeah. It's a sideways giraffe. It's weird.
Are you gonna Invisalign when you get paid, or like what are you gonna do? Now it's just a matter of time. You guys are gonna get paid.
Yeah, I so can't it's like, wait. Dude.
Will you Invisalign, or are you gonna get a grill?
I think I'm getting grills.
Nice.
Dude,
nice.
I went to the dentist the other day, and she's pretty hot. And she told me she stared into my face for like an hour while I was like this. And she was like, yo, your teeth aren't that bad. And I was like, don't lie to me, lady. But also, like, I got good eyes and shit. Like, you could have said that.
Yeah.
But the fact that she said that gave me some hope. So maybe, she's I don't like, think I could fix these
I don't
things.
Think they're that bad. I don't think they're, you they know, are. Again, I'm not, like, I more look at girls that way. I don't appraise dudes physically, so I don't really
there you
care.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, we straight.
No, I was trying to bait you into something there.
No, but, I'm just kind of like, whatever,
you
dude.
Didn't take the cheese, dude. Good job.
I have a very attractive dermatologist who's seen my penis multiple times, and it's just
cool.
It's
you got
the
pimples
worst.
On your penis?
No, it's just I had dry skin. I was dealing with it. Now that I didn't want to get into this, dude, but the fact that I had like this crazy dry skin that I thought was ringworm, it turned out it was just eczema.
Nice.
So I was putting ringworm cream on my dick for like
what
6 months, dude, and it just turned my dick like completely red and just. It was like Elephant Graveyard.
Your bird was pissed.
My half my dick was the, like Pride Lance. The other half was Elephant Graveyard.
You had Hellboy dude, dick.
For like 6 months until finally I fucking showed my. I like walked around and paraded my penis to like urgent care, my doctor, nonstop. And then finally I had it. They showed it to the dermatologist. It was like this. She's a babe. And yeah. She was like, oh, try this. It's actually probably, it's not that.
Damn. That's the one place I don't have eczema. I have eczema everywhere but my dick.
Dude.
It sucks.
I had the opposite going on. I had no eczema. So I was like, dude, this is definitely ringworm.
Yeah. And then it's mostly on my ass though. Like my ass looks like crocodile skin. Disgusting. You never want to see my cheeks, bro. Never.
What causes it? Is it genetic or?
I think it's a diet thing, like inflammation. Mm-hmm. I drink a lot.
I notice when I'm eating a lot of sugar, that's when my sugar kicks it up. Stress.
Dairy, stress.
Gotcha.
Like if your babe's not acting right, they'll flare up.
Oh, hell yeah.
Did you ever try to hit a babe with that? Be like, you're doing shit that's bad for my health right now.
Oh, they don't give a fuck about
they
that?
They don't do that at all. You're like, no, like what you're doing is killing me. And they're like, dude, fuck off.
Yeah, man the fuck up. What do you mean?
I used to say that to get out of eating pussy. I'd be like, I have a tongue condition where it like gets weaker over time. And I was like, you don't even want this problem. What? It's going to be a problem for both.
I'm stressed.
Like, why are you getting out of eating pussy?
She's like, sometimes I don't want to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're tripping.
I don't love it.
Eating pussy's fun.
I respect dudes that don't eat pussy. Do you not eat pussy?
No, I'll eat it.
You begrudgingly eat pussy.
No, I'll eat it, but it's like... It's like a kid going to the dentist, dude. Like, I don't want to go, but like, give me a fucking a lollipop after, dude. Give me a sucker. So you know what I'm saying?
Do you have like, because that's foreplay. Do you have to? How do you foreplay yourself up into like? Do you have to be like pushed down?
No, my dick gets pretty hard.
No, I don't. I'm not saying that. I'm saying stop trying to get me to talk about your dick.
Talk about.
Rob had a weird dick too. Talk about his.
Wait, talk out, bro.
Rob had a weird dick thing. We can go to that. No, my dick's fine, dude. It used to be weird.
You got it fixed. You went to the orthodontist.
Yeah, I did get it fixed. I got work done.
Oh yeah, Rob used to have to get sounded. Because his dick hole was too small. So these
what?
Are the,
yeah.
The daddy had to put sticks inside of his hole.
Did they really? They stretched you out? Pause.
And my poppy did it.
They had to stretch your penis hole open?
Yeah. And my poppy did it. Wait. My poppy put the stick in.
What poppy?
My poppy.
Like
my
pops. Your dad?
Yeah.
I thought you were saying you went to the poppy store, dude. Poppy fixed your dick.
The Dominicans on 20th.
Yeah. He went to Jimenez and them. Jimenez, what's this? Fix it.
I got sun chips and a sick hole.
They did it with like the sandwich toothpicks. They're fucking, hold still, pop. So your dad fixed your penis hole? Is your dad a urologist or is he just like, is that his passion?
It's kind of like,
he's just really good.
You know, like how like the vet will like teach you how to like give your dog medicine? Like that's that's what the doctors did with my dad.
They're like, they were like, here's how you can train your boy's bird. We're not, why didn't they do it?
Yeah, wrap his bird in cheese.
Why did they train your dad to doctor your bird? That's crazy.
I mean, who else is going to do it?
The doctor.
I have to do it every day.
What did you had to stick something down your dick hole? You guys have talked about this over
plenty of times.
So you had to stick something.
At least that's why they call me the Iron Cruise, dude.
So every
you
day
can't break
do you have to get hard for this or flaccid? Think carefully.
Dealer's choice. Dealer's choice.
Dealer's choice.
It works either way.
Wait, hold on. Was this like an after school thing? He was like, Rob, put your book back down. We're gonna
It was credits. No, it was
how old were you during this, if you don't mind me asking?
I was like 7.
Okay, that's probably the best time to do it. I thought you were
that's
like
the worst time. The best time is like never.
I mean, if you could be like 14, that would be a weird.
Oh yeah,
time.
That's weird.
Yeah, 14 would be rough.
So, what was like the breakdown? You're gripping your shaft, I presume, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're gripping shaft, and he's just fucking. What's he sticking down there?
It was.
Dude, he said he's plunging it.
The shit's clocked.
He was using a coffee stir.
Dude, there's no way a doctor told your dad to stick stuff down your penis hole.
It was a leaf blower.
Was it a bike pump? So what was the instrument? What was the instrument? It had to have been like a specialized instrument.
It was just like a blue plastic stick.
Damn. And did he at least lube it up?
He spit on it.
He spit on it? No.
I don't think he lubed it up or anything, to my knowledge.
He had to lubed it up.
Yeah.
He can't do that dry.
Maybe he kept it from me.
Yeah, he probably was. Yeah. He probably also didn't want you to see the stuff. He's probably like, bro. Yeah.
Michael's special stuff. But, yeah.
Did he ever give you the birds and the bees talk while like fixing your dick? Like, look, here, when a fucking boy and a girl, like, chill, brother.
Yo.
How hard does this hurt? Like,
It did first, and then actually it was pretty smooth. After a while. Yeah,
pretty smooth. Yeah.
It's like anal.
Yeah, for sure.
It's kind of like
how long did the treatment go on for?
If you break your penis, Simon, that thing kind of feels good after.
True.
Yeah. He was my first.
I can't breathe.
Damn, dude, that's crazy. What was, so were you having like cum pisses? Like, how did the doctor figure this out? Was it like shooting to the side? Or like, how do they know you're... So, you don't want to talk about this, by the way. We don't have to talk about it.
No, it's okay.
Too fucking late.
No, it was... I had... Like, I got a hernia at like an obscurely young age. And then I went to the doctor for that. And then there was a little bird play. And then they saw what was going on.
And they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That sucks.
But I do think 7 was a good age. You got me thinking.
7 is a good age.
I had no... like Schmeckle insecurity.
Yeah, yeah.
Like at that age, I'm like, this could be the sickest.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, being 4 would be weird because you like vaguely you'd have like dreams about him. Like, why am I thinking about it? You wouldn't really.
Yeah, you wouldn't really remember.
Right. You're old enough to be like, my dad's not. You know,
if it would have happened when you were 4, you'd have thought that aliens was abducting you at night and doing it to you daily. Now,
yeah.
Like that's how vague the memory would have been. You'd have been like, damn, why every night is UFOs picking me up and sticking shit in my dick? But because it was 7, you actually remember. Like,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah. The context to be like. You know what I mean?
I wonder
as a
if
dad,
I
couldn't
anything.
Do it though. As a dad, I could never do that to my son. He just would have. We had to get a transgender surgery or something. Like, I'm not doing that. That's crazy.
Nah, I give props to my dad.
Yeah,
that was your dad's the man for that. Really?
Yeah, that's wild.
He had my back and my front.
Yeah. I mean, did he have a similar? Oh no, it was because of a. Was it because of the hernia or what?
No, it was just something they noticed. As an aside,
how do they notice that though? I want them to look at mine now.
Yeah,
my dad might have to fix my penis hole. Yeah. How do you know if it's too skinny? That's what I'm saying. Like,
I mean, it did make sense. I do kind of like remember like piss like kind of going like.
Oh,
so
you were like
your thumb over
spread.
Those. Yeah.
Oh,
damn, bro.
You ever turn the shower head?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
For sure. Mm-hmm. You're like the contra when you get like the S thing. Yeah, buckshot. Yeah,
yeah. That's too much pressure. Yeah,
yeah.
That's too much pressure.
Well, we'll get off this topic. I don't want to. All right, dude. I have like a million more questions.
I'm cool as a cucumber, dude. Ask away.
Oh, this makes me wildly uncomfortable. Are you kidding? I hate thinking about things getting stuck inside of dicks. That's the worst. I hate thinking about that.
So it was just. So he just stretched it out over time. Then you were good. That it wasn't like a retainer where you got to like sometimes or sleep with it in there.
Yeah, I think it was just a few months, and then I was smooth sailing.
That gives me hope for my deviated septum. I feel like I've been saying forever I can probably just push it over little by little.
Yeah,
but everyone's like, nah, it doesn't work that way. But it's like there's more proof.
Yeah. What did you break your nose?
I've gotten punched in the face a million times. I don't know if I've ever broken. I don't have a bone here. No
damn,
bone.
What?
Goes
whoa.
Right down. Yeah,
that's
bro.
Crazy.
I got no
what the
bone
fuck?
I got no bone in my nose.
You were born without that?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, I got one of them in my toe right here. It can bend all the way back.
Oh, yeah, he does. I've seen it before.
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck is wrong with you guys' bodies? Oh, what the fuck, yo?
That's disgusting, man.
I used to be able to touch the back of my hand.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do it anymore. It was cold and I tried it like a month ago and it kind of hurt. So. I might have fucked it up.
Dude, I have not got to get credit for that for like maybe 30 years.
No,
I used to do
it
like first
that.
Grade, just be like,
dude, yeah, I remember going to the lunch table and just putting your fucking dogs on the table and being like, ladies, look.
Sending them all the way back.
Yanking them things.
Dude, damn. I mean, we can't legally talk about it, but nothing gets you know who's, you know what or then. Bending back for that. Yeah. Legally, you can't say we're talking about dude. Nothing gets them fucking.
Yeah. But if you know who's our listening, go up to the you know what and fucking tug on them, dude. I'm telling you.
As a you know what yourself, obviously, we're talking about.
Right,
I would
right.
never go into a grade school now and be like,
yeah. Former you know what.
Yeah. So nice of you to do lunch duty, but yeah, don't mention it. That sucks, dude, when teachers just lose the plot and fuck students.
Yeah, that's wow.
They didn't get the script.
Like, dude, they got to be completely on some level, and I'm not excusing it, obviously. We'd all stomp a pedo teacher right now, but it's like there has to be part of them that's kind of like a ball rolling down a hill where they can't stop themselves.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
You have to know you're going to get busted.
Yes, kids don't keep secrets. You're going to get caught.
Exactly.
You're going to get caught.
But they do it, and they fuck the kids, and it's like, dude, you know you're getting busted for that.
My English teacher fucked like 4 of my teammates when I was in high school, but she didn't fuck me. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
but she
that
fucked
stinks.
Like 4. She bought them like winter coats and all types of things. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, everybody finds out, too, and like even the ones where it doesn't happen, like lies get spread about kids fucking teachers like fucking wildfire. So if it really happens, then everyone's gonna know.
Yeah, it's a, like, that's a best case scenario. Everyone knows, but you don't get.
Yeah, but you don't like get arrested. Yeah.
But then everyone's like, "Yeah, I think that guy's a pedophile." And you gotta be like,
That happened to my physics teacher in high school. He got replaced mid year from like talking to one of the girls in my class, like trying to fuck. Shit. Yeah,
the physics teacher. He got replaced.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like they reassigned him. He was just gone.
Well, he hit him with the "I'm not fired, I quit."
Oh shit!
And then he went to another school and then got fired for the same thing.
Damn. What? Yeah. Oh, so he just loved the little babies.
Yeah, he loved them.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucked up, man. That's fucked up.
That's so nasty. Fucking actually, J-Rock is the one that got my English teacher fired because
he fucked her.
He fucked her, nice. And then we was in class one day, and she kicked him out of class. And he was like, "Yo," he was like, "Listen, if you want me to come to detention, I'm snitching. I'm telling."
They had a lover's quarrel.
Yeah, and then she suspended him, and then he told.
Oh,
yeah, yep. And she was on the news and everything.
That's on her.
Yeah,
that's on her.
That is a bad play on her part, but
she thought he was bluffing, and he wasn't.
I mean, she also might have been setting him up for the ultimate fucking role play.
Being like, ooh, like fucking him in class. Right.
She was taking him to sex detention, dude.
Yeah, she was. Oh, he fucked up.
Yeah, he blew it.
She was setting up a porno. He was going to have to go up to her after class. Man, you've been very bad.
Damn.
Yeah.
And she was hot. She was nice. The biggest ass I ever seen on a teacher.
Really?
Dude, a big ass in school fucking changed your whole day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You're just dealing with like old dude teachers, and then fourth period comes around, you got a nice fucking booty to look at.
Yeah, they revel in it though, dude, and that's the problem. Because I've always been like, why would a hot lady, from what you guys are saying, want to fuck a younger boy?
True.
Yeah. It's in like, my case, they never did, but.
Yeah, me neither. But some of my friends had that.
Yeah, but I don't know why. I mean, like, maybe they are genuinely sexually attracted to them. But
you ever think you were close with one?
No, not like I went to an all boys school and there was two. There was really one lady, two I would say, but one main one. She just had humongous tits, and like she completely flaunted. At least to me, I would say I thought she flaunted them, and she seemed to kind of revel off the attention. Yeah. Again, I don't want to. You know what? I can say for sure she did.
Yeah, no, for sure.
But yeah, so, but no, I never had any sort of close thing.
And then some of these teachers are 24, 25 years old. So you're only 7 years removed from high school.
Yeah.
And then now you're in charge of all these 16, 17 year old boys. Like, dude, what the fuck?
All the shows they fucking watch are about high schoolers having sex. Every show girls watch are about high school. They just,
Euphoria.
They watch child porn, dude.
Yeah.
Every dude, Vampire Diaries, Riverdale.
They do watch child porn.
Ginny and Georgia on Netflix. I've seen all these shows, but they fucking, it's all high school kids having sex.
Yeah.
We had some every of that too, one. Though.
The what?
We had a little bit of that. It just wasn't like as graphic because it wasn't HBO.
Oh yeah,
but like Saved by the Bell was all about like you want to just make out with that lady.
You were in
by
high
the...
school though.
True, I wasn't
Saved by the Bell.
Dawson's college? Creek.
You could have been an adult prom date though. You could have been in college and you know.
True.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
I feel like we hit the like the beginning of like the kids watching internet porn age.
Yeah.
Like I was watching crazy shit and like.
Oh yeah,
sixth
I missed
grade.
That. I missed that. I was on a. VHS tapes in my childhood. The internet porn was when I was in college.
Yeah,
it was
same.
Still
yeah.
Lime,
yeah, that
it
was
still LimeWire, so like you had to download it and they threw
it. It took
in,
forever.
Dude,
see, LimeWire was like sixth grade for me, so I would just like save it to my family
That's
computer
crazy,
desktop
dude.
And fucking. Mm-hmm. Dude, I remember my mom fucking yelled at me one day because there was a video saved to the desktop titled Big Bazookas. To me, it was the coolest thing in the world. This lady had the best tits I've ever seen to this day.
What did your mom say when she saw it?
They were in like 480p, dude. It ruled.
480?
I don't even remember. She was pissed, though. She's like, you can't be doing this on the. I tried to like blame it on somebody else.
Yeah.
Like,
was it a family computer setup? Like
in
a common
it was
area?
In the kitchen.
Yeah, dude. That was the. I'd rather climb Mount Everest to try to jerk off in like my den again.
Oh,
family,
that's
a jerk on the family computer is crazy.
It's insane.
That is like a thrill.
It's insane.
No,
it
made me so uncomfortable every time.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, dude, because like my grandma would walk down the stairs. I got caught by my grandma and my dad like weeks apart one time.
Damn. They caught you with the bazooks.
Did they they caught him with arms, dude. Who's arms young. Yeah. Did they like talk to each other or was it both isolated?
No, it was isolated. My grandma caught me, but it was like she was old, so I kind of don't know if she fully caught it, but she knew.
Yeah.
And then my dad, dude, I was like jerking off one time. without porn, because this is like before you could watch it on like a phone or anything.
In the kitchen?
No. Without porn, I was in my room. I was in my room, just like fully in the zone, just thinking about tits. Yeah. And my dad like opened the door, and I heard him through my fucking like through my haze. He was like, "Drew," and I was like still jerking. And then on the second Drew, he was like,
"What the fuck?"
Oh, no. He's like, "Drew, stop it."
Yeah, you was way too deep.
Yeah, bro. I was
your butt was probably raised off the bed.
I was by the ceiling, bro. Yeah.
You're probably bridging, dude.
He was bridging. Yo.
I was like,
damn,
6 feet.
Did he tell you to stop it?
I forget what he said.
You have to. I'm like, dude, stop jerking off. I'm talking to you. Stop ignoring me.
He needed something. Like, so it wasn't like a, I'll come back later.
What?
Yeah, you got to stop that. That's like, yeah, knock it off. Stop that. Stop fapping. Yeah. Stop fapping.
Yeah. Damn.
That's horseplay.
It's horseplay.
Yo, jacking off the memory seems impossible.
I do it. I've been off the porn since August.
Really?
Yeah.
So you go all just mental fucking Rolodex?
Imagination rules, dude.
Just imagination.
Damn, are you kidding me?
Because you can picture the porn that's never been made.
Yeah, you can, dude. I mean, I've hopped time periods. That's my new thing.
Y'all fucking retarded.
I'll go to like a Roman. I'll be a Roman prince. I don't even have to be me, dude. I'll be a Roman prince, dude. A water maid will come in with my pot of water.
You strike me as a guy that likes erotica.
Dude, I do.
Yeah, me too.
I had to deny. I had to deny myself.
Game knows game.
Dude, I'm all. I was in Cincinnati, and I was like, dude, I came back. Especially when I'm at home, it's easy for me not to watch porn. When I do stand up, it's like I want to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And we all have the eject button when it's like, bro, I've been in this world long enough. Day's over, but your body needs to calm down. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't have to explain it to you guys. You know that
for sure.
You know about jerking off and going to sleep. But dude, I was like, I was in the throes of it, dude. Just in bed, like, oh, fuck, am I watching porn? And all of a sudden, I went, dude, just read a little lit erotica. And I was so close, and I went, it's all roads lead to the same thing.
Yeah.
I said no. That night, I had a dream about cutting the head off a snake.
Yo, what?
It was pretty cool.
You dreamed about freedom.
What'd you cut it off with?
I had like some sort of like stick or something. I kind of just violently like jabbed its head off. Nice. It was pretty cool. I was walking a trail with my family, and there was a dead snake in the path.
Yeah.
I was like, hold on, guys. And I went,
oh, you had its head off.
Hacked. It was dead. So nice. I'd obviously overcome the fucking snake, my kundalini serpent. And I fucking hacked the head off of it. And I was like, trail's clear. Let's go, guys. And I woke up like, damn, I got rewarded.
Yeah.
That shit fucking rules.
Dude, killing a snake brings good luck.
Yeah. Actually, I looked it up. Apparently it is a good, it's like a good omen to kill snakes in dreams. Yeah.
My brother killed a snake with a rake recently.
Really?
And yeah,
Gardner?
No, like a big ass like water moccasin.
What?
Yeah, up in upstate New York.
With a rake?
Yeah.
Damn,
chopped it right in half.
Jesus Christ.
And
he got some anger problems.
No, it was good stuff, dude. We've had good fortune in the house ever since.
Yeah, that is a good move. Yeah.
Water moccasins are Gardini's fucking what are they? The Croc.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, the Yeezys?
Blizz gave those to me. They are knockoffs. They're very.
Oh, they're not real?
No, he got some off Alibaba, and I was wearing them. They gave me like blisters on my heels.
That is disgusting. You should burn those.
Yeah, they're tough, dude.
What the fuck?
They're tough.
You can't wear fake Yeezys, bro.
I thought they were cool. They look real.
They look just like the real. I have the black. I have
those.
Are they
damn
comfortable?
Chinese-y.
Are the real ones comfortable?
The real ones are so comfortable.
Those, like, dude, they gave me blisters.
Thank you.
They're what?
They gave you blisters?
Yeah, they fucked me up.
Well, see, the thing with knockoffs is that is a like a Chinese war tactic. Like, they'll give you knockoff shoes because what happens is over time, it ruins your back, your knees.
Yep.
You can't fight a war with bad knees, bad back.
Yeah, the fake purses probably give ladies like fucking shoulder dysplasia.
Yeah.
Dude, man, I almost texted you at like midnight the other day because I was watching a fucking Chinese thing on the internet and I wanted to know if you'd heard about this.
But
have you seen they're training their kids in like elementary school to go to war?
Really?
Dude, they're shooting rocket launchers and shit. It kind of rules.
Really? Finally something practical.
Oh,
Japan kind of did something similar though, and they had a very bad outcome.
What happened?
I think Japan was like raising you from school age to like, that's the enemy, get them. And, you know, America, I don't know if you know this, we dropped two nuclear bombs. So America doesn't like that kind of stuff.
Fuck no. What do you think about that happened about this whole balloon thing?
I think it was bullshit, honestly.
There's
no way they didn't see. We have the whole map, the whole Earth satellited out.
True.
We have Google Earth. So there's no way we didn't see that fucking.
Think this is some conspiracy shit? So we can start a war or some shit?
No, yeah. they'll slowly. They don't even. We're probably at war with countries right now. It's all economic now.
Yeah,
Biden be capping, yo. I don't think the balloon was real because they said it was in Montana, then it went to Canada, then Wyoming, then it got shot down over the Carolinas all in a day. And I don't know how fast balloons travel, but I don't think it's
not that damn fast. That's crazy.
Not at all.
Yeah, I know how cars work.
And it didn't hit any power lines.
Yeah.
Right.
Balloons always hit the power lines.
Come on, dude.
True.
Apparently a lot of power outages are caused by Mylar balloons hitting the power lines.
Damn.
But yeah, dude, we have the technology. We could have went up with a drone and like grabbed it with a robot and like brought it down and like saw what it was. Yeah. The fact that they were like, we're hushing it. They could have fucking, that was bullshit. I think that was bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I to me, I saw that. I went, that's
balloons
that's,
don't yeah. scare me. Cause also,
it was.
I was telling somebody this the other day, but like our biggest fear with China was like they got supersonic jets and like the mm-hmm. fact that it's a fucking hot air balloon up there.
Yeah,
and
it was
like,
stupid. I don't even get it.
I could have thrown a fucking ninja star and taken a whole shit out.
Yeah, you could have popped it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just let it like going up a little higher and the atmosphere would have popped it.
True.
Yeah, I mean, are they spying on though? It's like maybe they're like taking web information or whatever.
It makes no sense.
The information, everyone's taking everyone's information right now. It's worthless now.
Yeah, true.
So it's like.
And you would do it on the internet rather than with a fucking balloon over Wyoming. There's nothing there. The fuck is in Wyoming? The fuck are you putting a balloon over Wyoming for?
Like, yo, it's mad elk out here. Yeah.
Right.
Well, now they're saying the balloon's been there for years now. They're like, Trump missed the balloon.
They're going to try to blame it on
Trump.
Come on.
Like, the balloon was here during Trump, and Trump missed the balloon.
What, yo?
It's fucking nuts. I think it's complete fucking nonsense.
I don't know much about China or balloons, but I know helium, yo, and it doesn't last that long.
True.
Yeah,
not for no years.
Yeah, that's actually kind of an advanced technology. Were they remote controlling that balloon, too?
Also,
what a bad device for as a spy balloon.
Yeah, that's so stupid. Yeah.
I guess it did kind of look like a cloud, though. It was like a white circle. Had me fooled. I didn't see it. I failed as a patriot. I didn't see the balloon.
I gotta start
looking at the sky a little more carefully.
We saw where this weekend we saw where JFK got assassinated.
Oh, did you really?
Hell yeah.
How was it?
Oh, it's fucking amazing. It's obvious that that's not how it happened. Like,
yeah.
There's no way he could have made that shot from that window. Because like the window's facing like this way. And then he gets hit like over here. So he would have had to like, he'd had to lean out the window with the rifle. Everybody would have saw him.
Yeah.
Like everybody would have saw him if he did that shit. Well, and he would have had to be like a top tier marksman.
Why do I think it was like from a fence or something?
You thought it was from a fence? Well, that probably is where it came from.
Some people say from the sewers.
Okay. Ooh.
Some people say they're
in when it happens, if you watch the video, somebody like opens an umbrella. It's a bunch of weird shit with that shit. Yeah. It's a bunch of weird shit.
Dude, I'm on a conspiracy right now, and this obviously isn't the most savory one. But you saw the movie. Did you guys all see the movie, You People?
Yeah.
I think there's a conspiracy there.
There's something there.
Something's going on.
There
dude.
Is something.
Kanye
there.
Went nuts, and all of a sudden I think again, this isn't the hottest take.
Yeah.
I think Jews might be punishing black people with You People, dude.
That movie sucks. Dude. It's the worst.
Dude, I'm not going to say whatever. It is what it was, but you got to tell me Kanye said what he said, obviously. Yeah. You don't have to agree with it. I don't agree with it. I think it's terrible what he said.
A lesser man would.
Yeah, it's terrible, dude. But all of a sudden, they have Jonah Hill taking down the queen, dude.
Yes.
Nipsey's ex-wife.
Yes,
yeah.
Nipsey's like ex-wife.
Nipsey's ex-wife. All of a sudden, she's in bed with fucking Jonah Hill's SpongeBob ass, dude.
I didn't like it. Dude, she didn't like that either. You could tell.
She did not like him.
That was an attack, dude. That was an absolute. I saw that. I went.
Every romantic scene, they just hugged.
Yeah, they did. And did you know that the kiss at the end?
She was always wearing a full sweatsuit. You know, she was dressed like Naeem.
She was the whole time. Had on full sweatsuits. You saw no ass,
dude. Watching my
no
least,
cleavage.
Watching my least favorite actor take down my favorite dead rapper's wife. Fucking bothered.
That sucks.
What rapper's wife was she?
Nipsey Hussle.
Really? And she was Lil Wayne's ex-wife too.
And they played like three of his songs in the movie.
They
I was
did.
Like, stop doing this.
That was
I
fucked
know,
up. They
dude.
Definitely. His music
yeah,
that
crazy.
Sucks.
I didn't see the end of it, so I can't speak.
They, so at the end, so they CGI'd a kiss, like somebody like
stop.
Are yes, you serious?
Yes. Stop. Like look it up. They stop. The kiss scenes are CGI. She did not kiss.
It's only the one scene. It's only
the one at the end.
Yeah,
it's the one at the end.
That's a real. That's a real kiss.
No,
it's CGI. It's
what you really did.
She did not want to kiss. She didn't want to kiss him.
That would be a power move if they claymation the kiss.
like the Rudolph the Red Nose Reindeer.
Right. Fucking stop motion.
Chicken run the kiss.
Chicken run.
Yeah, I saw that. I could be wrong. Could just be, you know. know, two people had an idea, but I went, it seems a bit like a punishment right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taking down the queen.
Yo,
dude.
You might be right.
That's such a sick diss.
Taking down the queen. Like, damn. Oh, yeah, it's cool. You guys think you're the Jews? Oh, well, check this out. They burnt the fucking, the Kufi.
They did burn
the
Kufi.
They did burn the Kufi. The Kufi.
What's a Kufi? Burn
the Kufi, and then they took down its... It's fucked up. You don't know this. It's a Muslim yarmulke.
Oh.
I didn't know yarmulke was spelled yarmulke either. I was like, what the fuck? I had subtitles on. I was like, why do they keep saying it's, what the fuck's a yarmulke? And I'm like, oh, it's Yamaha. Yamaha.
Yeah, they did burn the Kufi.
Is it CGI? Why did they CGI the kiss?
Yeah, he is in it.
He had the only funny part.
Yeah,
of the movie.
He had the only funny part.
What are you guys talking about? I was cracking up the whole time.
Eddie Murphy was great in it. Eddie Murphy was great.
Yeah?
Eddie Murphy was great.
I thought it was relatable, honestly. It's just a Jewish rap podcaster with his black lesbian friend.
Oh, he's not right. He's a podcaster in it.
I do.
And that sucks.
That grinded my gears.
Yeah,
I saw that. I was like, you guys want to be me so bad, dude. You guys want
to
be
us, he's trying to steal your life.
True, honestly, I took the most offense of the whole movie. I'm like, what the fuck is this? It's not how it is being a white podcaster with a black lady.
They think bullshit. Shane looked like Sam J. I didn't even think about it like that.
Jesus Christ.
They do look alike. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Shane's gonna punch you in the belly, dude.
No, he'll like that, dude. That's a compliment.
He's gonna punch you in the belly.
Shane'll like that.
You is just he, made is
you
he
honestly
the belly just punch?
Signed a death pact.
How you gonna make you shit on yourself, Drew?
He's gonna kill you.
But yeah, I was cracking up. The movie was cracking me up the whole time. I was watching. All of a sudden, I went, wait a second, what the fuck? So I'm putting it all together. I'm like, this is evil, dude.
It is evil.
Well,
I hate
now
the propaganda.
They're saying the movie was anti-Semitic. Nobody liked it. Everyone's pissed. But now they're saying it's anti-Semitic. They're saying the movie, I mean, don't ask me why. Someone sent me a clip of Israeli news, which I don't think, if you're not Jewish, don't watch that stuff. It's not for you. But it was like, this movie elevated black culture and just destroyed Jewish culture.
It didn't elevate black culture, but it did destroy Jewish culture.
Did
it was more
How did it end? That's what I was wondering.
I mean, they just get married and kiss at the end. It's bullshit.
And both parents are like, yeah, we are pretty similar.
The parents help them get back, because they break up, and then the parents help them get back together. And then
but they have
married.
To, do they both have to come to agree? Is there an agreement? Like, yeah, you know what? Jewish people and black people actually do have a similar structure. Do they reach that, or is it never reached?
No, they have something like that where, like, the parents both apologize for, like, their wrongdoings throughout the movie. And then, it's all, like, a big fucking powwow. They're like, we're all the same.
It resolves nothing, though. Because, like, I feel like the most damning thing that's said in the whole movie is when Sam J is like, black people and white people would never get along because y'all did too much fucked up shit. Mm. That's just not... First of all, you can't speak for every fucking body. Like, what the fuck? And that's just not true.
It was a script.
Yeah, it was a script. But that's propaganda.
It was Blackish and Jonah Hill. The guy who does Blackish, I forget his name, and Jonah Hill got together and like, this will be a good movie.
Oh, that's great.
And they wrote it down.
Anthony Anderson, that guy?
It's not Anthony Anderson.
No, he's another.
It's the writer of Blackish.
Yeah, I forget his name.
It was an interesting movie, man. I only get to watch movies in like 20-minute chunks.
Yeah.
So I have a little kid, so I watched 20 minutes, and I was like, again, I was just rolling the whole time. And then I saw, all of a sudden I went,
Kenyon Barris, that's his name.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. It was a crazy movie. It was very nuts.
Yeah.
The cuts to like sneakers were pissing me off.
Yo,
that was bothering the fuck out of me.
That sucks.
Like, cool shoe. It was just like, it was nuts.
Yeah.
Dude.
Like, stop trying to, don't put hip shit in movies. And never put somebody who their profession is a podcaster
in a movie.
Don't do
never,
that. That's
ever,
dumb. Like,
ever.
You make
unless they kill themselves.
Right.
That's the only appropriate.
Or if it's like a conspiracy podcast and the government's chasing them.
True.
I watch a movie about
cool.
that.
True. That'd be
wasn't
tight.
That movie that the dude, Billy on the Street, made? What wasn't that based around like.
What the fuck, dude?
What the fuck, Bobby?
Did they have a podcast in it or something like that?
Get the straw out of your bird. Get the straw out of your bird, dude. Yeah. Dude, what the fuck?
Yeah. Don't you ever disrespect our fucking passion, dude.
Fuck Bobby.
Dude, Rob Cruz is the GOAT. I think you might be the low-key GOAT, dude. Before you came, we ripped a Freebird. He ripped Freebird on the guitar. And I hit the flute.
Freebird on the flute.
I mean, bro, I was just fucking around. But dude, you hit the chords. You gave me the space.
Rob
to fucking,
is the he can do everything.
It's dude.
There's nothing he can't do. Rob can do everything.
It's unbelievable.
Thanks, guys.
It's crazy.
Damn, unbelievable.
Dude. Nice. But whenever people are gassing me up, I'm like, this is the perfect time for a permanent snooze, dude. Just end it right here, dude.
You're talking about fulfilling the podcasting prophecy. Yeah. And kill yourself.
Dude, we need you.
End on top, dude.
End on top.
I don't want to end like The Office.
Yeah, before people start bringing up stuff you said 5 years ago. Just fucking, no, dude, it's all been pretty good. The Patreon's never going to get higher. I just fucking kill myself.
Remember when he had a cool podcast and played Freebird? That's all I want people to remember.
Yeah, that's true.
Damn.
You don't want to, basically, you don't want to be Jordan playing baseball is what you're saying.
Exactly.
There you go.
Yeah, you don't have to do all that. Mm. What's Jordan up to now? He's a gambler, right?
Yeah, he's a gambler.
So I hear.
He's beasting, dude.
Yeah, always. Constantly beasting. Imagine how much pussy he still gets.
It's got to be crazy.
It's got to be nuts.
Do you think he even bothers? Like,
yeah, maybe not. I think you can get so much pussy that you're just like.
Dude, he got so much pussy that his son is now getting fucking the pussy that fell off the tree.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's probably.
Really true.
He's fucking
Scottie Pippen's wife.
Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen hate each other, and now he's like, yo, son, go fuck that guy's wife. And he's doing it.
Damn.
That's the shit.
It sounds like a sequel.
That's the best way to get back at your enemies. The best way to get back at your enemies is to have a son, raise him to be a nice, strong, bright young boy, and then send him right towards your enemy's wife.
Like, imagine that flex being like your enemies being like, bro, I don't even have to fuck your wife. My son's fucking your wife.
Oh my god.
I passed. Oh man, that sucks.
Didn't a lot of people fuck
Scottie Pippen's wife?
Yeah. Future.
That's where that Future song came from. Flip Flops. That's where that song came from.
I fuck.
What's
Scottie
Pippen's wife look like?
She's good, dude.
She's nice.
She's good, John.
How old is she?
I mean, 49. She got surgery face, though.
Yeah.
I think she's
48. That's kind of what if I was Michael Jordan, I'd probably have to fuck nothing but like surgery face ladies.
Yeah.
That's got to be the final frontier to be like, let me just fucking do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She is beautiful.
I can't get into it, but I feel like that's like upper level pussy stuff of like just.
Oh, for sure.
A lady who's been.
Look at those, dude. Tremendous cans on her.
Can I get a peek?
Let me see. I'm large. Are they?
She's not.
They're divorced.
She's not. Yeah, they're divorced.
Why? Oh, that's. They have his wives later. Who's his first one? No one's talking about Karen McCollum. That's his first wife, 1988 to 1990.
Oh, she was probably a dog. What did she look like? She was a dog. Oh, God. Let me see. The fuck? I thought you showed me a picture of my mom. I'm like, how the fuck you get a picture of my mom? Nigga, what the fuck?
You know what?
Damn,
that's kind of my type.
Really?
Yeah.
Karen McCollum's your type?
You're in a fourth grade English teacher.
Yo, yeah, I am.
Yo,
I can get into that, dude.
Back in the day, dude, I loved Black like nerd? An old dude, fat tit.
Oh, we gotta get Rob a Mrs. Johnson.
Yo, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm into like I fell into nerd pussy a long time ago. It's kind of nice.
It is nice.
Nerd pussy is like no one talks about it.
Yeah,
Pippen obviously had it, but yeah, he switched up into. She looks like fucking Ariana Grande.
I've entered a BBW Renaissance.
She does.
Gee, oh yeah, I see what you're saying. She's got
like you see that without makeup in the morning. You like, bitch, take this mask off. It's not Halloween. What are we doing? What is this? Three ninjas, get out of my bed.
Three ninjas. Yeah.
Come on, Tum Tum, get out of here, Tum Tum. Yeah, Rocky loves.
You know what? Did you ever see like in Little Mermaid when like Ursula has those like little trapped souls in a jar?
Yeah,
that's probably what they look like without makeup. It's like four lips. And like,
trapped souls.
Like, damn.
God damn, dude. Yeah, that sucks for Pippen, man.
Yeah,
man,
would you ever, I mean, would you ever get surgery though. Face?
Would I hit a surgery face? Yeah. I've hit surgery faces
No,
before.
I'm saying would you get one?
Oh, would I get surgery on my face? Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. What?
Like Botox and
bro,
shit?
You know what? Depending on how legendary we get, I'm thinking about going full Michael Jackson.
I think we all go Botox.
Take
full,
your nose off?
Yep, take my nose off. I'm going to go white and y'all two go black.
Yeah.
Bro, we'll be the most famous motherfuckers ever if we do that.
If you guys transracial?
Yes, we go transracial.
I'm going to look like Johnny Mathis next month, bro. It's going to be crazy. Just singing Christmas carols. Fucking.
What's the procedure to go black? They say it's problematic. They say you're not supposed to do it.
Yeah. You can get melanin injections.
Yeah,
you
know, really?
Yeah. There was a this white lady. I don't know if she was German or
family. I have a family something. Reunion coming up for my wife's family. I might get a couple. Just a couple.
You just get a couple.
Just
be light skinned.
Just touch
you know
it. Yeah, just touch it up a little. And it's like, nah,
turn
it
to a DeBarge. You know what I'm saying? Just be a DeBarge. Walk in there and be like, hey, call me Chico. You know what I'm saying?
You look like Derek Jeter, bro. It's crazy.
Like Derek Jeter.
I might spend all my money on that. Yeah. Just slowly but surely. Like, dude, I don't know what it is. Remember when beginning of COVID, they were saying like Chinese people were turning black when they got the vac, or they were getting COVID. They're like, it's turning Chinese people, like it was turning them to having like really dark skin.
Who was saying this?
COVID was turning black people gay?
No, the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Was it really? Then his balls get huge? I thought he said his balls got huge. Nicki Minaj got in a lot of trouble for that, for saying her.
Well, the first strain of COVID black people couldn't get, right?
Yeah, the first one we couldn't catch. That,
really?
That, we was untouchable that first
and
one.
And the next one.
That's what they said.
Yeah. I think I was the first black person to have it.
Probably from podcasting with these two fucking
guys. Yeah, yo, damn. Y'all fucked me up.
Damn. We did all get it. Enjoy like our December spoils. 2020.
Right? Yeah, we all got that shit.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, early.
We were the reason Great Room got shut down.
Yeah.
It was because of us.
I remember you were saying in the heat of it, you're like, I could smell it. You could smell COVID.
Yeah, after I caught it, I could smell it.
Well, you're saying when it's coming near you, or just it gave you like a fucking
smell? No, like if
smell.
Somebody else has it.
I mean, I can do that.
He's like a bomb dog, dude.
Yeah. Like there were multiple open mics where we was in there and I was like, bruh, it's COVID over there. We gonna stay on this side.
Yeah,
and then afterwards we would get like an email or like a DM like, yo, the bartender had COVID. And I'd be like, I told you I smelled it over there where this bitch was at.
Oh my God.
What's the smell like?
Kind of like copper mixed with like chlorine.
Oh, I can see that. I had a fucked up taste in my mouth after COVID for like 2 months.
That's the smell. It smells like the taste.
It's disgusting, dude. Yeah. I would like go like, I would push the back. I go like this, pause, push it back in my throat. And like fluid would like come out of like my, it wasn't like boogers. It was fluid.
Yeah.
You know what I was calling it? Cyrax fluid. You ever play Mortal Kombat? Punch Cyrax. Oh, yeah. That shit comes out of them.
Yeah.
It was like a machine. It was fucked up, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, very metallic machine type of smell and taste.
Dude, I'm telling you, I think now you can say openly, like, that was made in a lab.
It definitely was made in a lab.
Yeah. I can't wait to see what they make next.
Yeah.
The next one's going to be, when they do, like, Whooping Cough 2.0, it's going to be nice, dude.
Yeah, I don't even think they should be focusing on diseases and just, like, go full into robots and shit.
I don't know. Dude, there was that whole Project Veritas stuff where the guy allegedly... from Pfizer was saying like, yeah, we've been
creating new
strains too. Like,
yeah, all the time. I saw that.
That stinks, dude.
For them, they're saying like, if we can like make a bunch of new ones and just like go through systematically and try to map out every single evolution this virus can take.
Yeah.
Which first of all, they're leaving out, I'm sure environment shapes the evolution.
100%.
So like lab versus real world, you know, what? Don't get me started, dude, on biogenetics. But
you see what's happening in China now? There's some type of fungus attacking everybody's lungs.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the last.
People don't consider fungus. They don't consider fungi, bro.
That's literally the last of us, bro.
Really? Spores and shit, yeah. And it's attacking people's lungs in China. Dude. It's always China.
I don't know. I feel like... the COVID for me made me go like, well, I'm going to die. Maybe I'll die. Maybe I won't. I just don't think about it. I'm like, yeah, if I die, I'm going to die. I'm not going to like
fuck it.
Sit in my house for 4 years.
Hell no. Yeah.
Fuck that.
You can't be scared.
When 80-year-olds are like, well, make sure kids. It's like, bro, you're 80, dude. Go out like a fucking warrior.
Yeah, you lived already.
Yeah, don't be holding everyone's life. I don't know. That's how I feel about it.
I think senior citizens should joust.
Sure, dude, we should be fighting them. But my thing is like, dude, if you're 80 and you're still afraid of death, it's like, dude, you failed in your life.
100%.
If you're 80 years old and you're like, nah, I don't want to see grandkids or my kids because it's like, bro, fucking.
Yeah.
Get your ass on the horse with the pole, yo.
Yeah, yep. Dude, it's like, bro, go out like a warrior.
Yeah.
Where are you sitting with death? Are you afraid of it still?
The only reason right now is because I want my kids to get old. Exactly. Yeah. Once my kids are like, they can drive, I would say in their 20s. So as long as I can download enough of my information in them, I'll be way more at peace. But that's the only reason I worry about it.
Nice. Are you nervous about the after? Or are you cool with it's just blank?
I'll be back into the mother substance, bro. This is just this is just one reality.
See, he knows.
I'll be back into the
mother. From the pool of consciousness.
This is all borrowed, dude. This is all borrowed.
That's right.
I'm trying to figure it out myself.
Yeah, dude. This is all borrowed materials. You got them. The cow ate them. It died. You ate the cow. You ate this.
Hell yeah.
You borrowed all the molecules.
Right back to the essence, bro.
You go right back.
Yeah,
dude.
I'm reading a book right now where they talk about how the way they explain a conscious universe, because it doesn't make any sense. How does consciousness arise in an unconscious universe?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make sense. You have like emergence theory where they're like, oh, it like slowly comes on. Like, well, exactly where does, like, no one can draw a distinction between what's exactly conscious and where does it start and stop?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like an animal, like a dog. Okay. It's kind of conscious. What about this? Some people say that every single molecule is consciousness to like the most infinitesimal degree.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But what they're trying to figure out is how do they compound? Do they compound into like a human but yeah, I don't know.
Right.
What if you become fossilized though?
I mean, that's just your body and shit though.
Yeah, but then it doesn't go anywhere, dude. You're just stuck between two rocks. Where does the soul go?
But where
does
the consciousness go?
That's what I'm saying. It stays in you until you
your brain could just be more of like a Wi-Fi receptor. Consciousness is something free flowing. So
Once you stop paying the bill, it's over.
Yeah, you'd be offline. Yeah, once you stop paying, you're done.
Yeah.
Oh, hell.
I don't know. I just tell myself this. It makes me feel good. If I'm going to be like, yeah, everything is empty, it's like, just feel terrible. Your body's designed to believe in something other than what you're...
Oh, 100%.
Affects your body. If you think you're going to die and like, this is it, no, blah, it's like, it's bad for your health. You have no way of proving it.
Very true.
You're signing up for a belief system that's going to just destroy your health. And make you a pussy 80-year-old.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get too high before bed, and I'm just like, yeah, my heart's pounding
fast.
That's
the worst, dude.
I'm going to die.
That's the worst, brother.
I'm just not going to wake up tomorrow, and like, I have come to peace with it. Because we already have our replacements for the pod, so it's like...
Yeah, we have our backup.
It is what it is, dude.
Who's your backup? What do you have? You have understudies for this?
We got understudies. Yeah.
You didn't know? Yeah, we got subs. Yeah, we got subs.
If Rob dies, we're getting Alonzo Hamburger Jones to replace him.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. If I die, Ryan Foster replaces me.
Nice.
And if Naeem dies, Earthquake replaces him.
Nice.
There you go.
Pretty good pod.
We got big dogs.
That's
coming.
A great pod.
That's a good pod.
That's so much of a better pod than what we have now.
It's good you guys did that. That's good you guys did that.
Man. We have them on paper. They already signed contracts for it.
Hell yeah.
Hamburger knows, dude.
I want to start taking that page out of Dame Dash's book for pot. He's my favorite person to watch interview right now. I was telling you guys before we started.
He's an asshole. Yeah. He's kind of mean.
He's the best. Dude, did you see the one he did the Breakfast Club and he brings an OG with him?
Yeah.
This is my OG. It's like, dude.
Some guy?
Yeah, it's his OG, bro.
This is my OG.
His title, and they pull up a title card, OG Rob.
What?
The dude just sits back there with sunglasses the entire time.
Yo.
I was like, that's the coolest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Bringing an OG.
He's like, I only go somewhere with my OG. And then he calls the Breakfast Club Chatty Patties the entire time. He's like, why are you guys talking about other men? That's for girls. He's a dickhead, but he's so fucking funny.
He's way too old to be rolling around with an OG.
Yeah.
You can't be 50 with an OG.
Hey, how old is the OG? He's 80?
He's someone else's OG. Dude, it's the sickest move, and he's like, I don't know, tell him, right? He's like, yeah, that's true. And it's all he says. It's the best.
Yo, what?
It's the best.
Fuck?
He's like, yo, how many parties did I throw last week? He's like, I don't know, like two or three. And then he'll come out and he chimes in a couple every now and again. Dude, it's the coolest shit to have someone sitting there. Yeah, he is probably like 50 in the thing. It was like 7 years ago.
He asked his OG, yo, how many parties did I throw last week?
Two. He's like, it might be three. He's like, yeah, it was probably like two, three.
That's so crazy.
OGs ruin fun, bro. I used to roll around to all these open mics with OGs, and they ruin fun.
Really?
Yeah, you can't do white people things when you're OG there, bro. You got to fucking, they calm you
down.
Were
they comics?
Quick.
True, yeah.
No, they weren't. Remember to come to the great room with like motherfuckers with face tats and shit?
Yeah, that was never good.
It never was good. It just ruined the fun.
Naeem used to bring shooters to open mics.
Yeah, bro.
That's actually a fair point.
It ruins all the fun.
No, Tyrone was kind of an OG.
Tyrone was OG, and he was fun.
Tyrone used to throw ice at the audience.
Yeah, he'd get on the stage and throw.
He would sign up at every open mic and just grab ice out of his cup and start chucking it on me.
He would.
So wait, why would they take you aside and be like, "Let me talk to you real quick"?
Like, come on, what you doing, bro?
Really?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
What do they want you to do besides that?
Just be cool, yo. They want me to go on stage, do my shit, and then just chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, just stand up against the wall and chill, bro.
Right.
Yeah. You got to keep your composure. But being composed sucks. Who wants to be composed?
Yeah. Sucks. Yeah. You were out of pocket.
Yeah. I was out of pocket, see? Hell yeah.
Do you think an OG would fuck with the crews? Do you think I could get an OG?
I think at first, but you know what you do, bro?
You got to get an OG, Cruz. You're out here by yourself.
OG.
You're asking me all these questions. An OG would break this down to you right away. Like, bro, here's what happens when we die. Here's when and when you shouldn't eat pussy. It'd be, answer every single question.
They do know all the rules to life.
I'm on the prowl for an OG.
You got to find one, bro. You have to find one. You got to get some work.
Yeah.
Pick up some work. Get like a quarter pound front. So you'll get an OG. That's how you get one.
Get some work.
You have to get some work.
Yeah, bro. You got to get out here. You got to start trapping, bro. You got
to
get out here.
I mean, how else would you get? You'd have to. I don't know. Maybe there's another route, but
I don't know.
You could probably.
I brought a couple OGs. Remember I brought Cousin Pete around the Raven?
Yeah.
And he was fucking hooking everybody up with his hookers, with his whores.
Yeah, Naeem did bring cool. a pimp to Raven.
I definitely brought my pimp cousin around.
He was just trying to sell pussy at Raven.
Dude. It's a good place for it.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Awesome.
He made some sense.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
You have to bleep it out.
Yeah, bro. He made a killing that night. And he also kind of forced it a lot of times. Because he, like, he's been known to be kind of
strong handed. Yeah.
Bro, he wanted to Ben. He said, yo, you want to get your dick sucked? So Ben said, hell yeah, I want to get my dick sucked. So he was like, all right. He's like, I got somebody for you. So then the lady came. So he's like, all right. So then
he had her pull up, though. The lady wasn't
there. She pulled up. She came there. So then he's like, all right. He's like, all right. So how much money you got?
Here now?
Yeah, he's like, how much money you got? So Ben, like, what? I didn't know you didn't say anything about money. I just got him.
You're done after that.
You're
yeah.
done.
And you can't sit there with a pimp and be like, well, I didn't know money was involved. It's going to be just nothing but cool sayings. Like, nothing's free. Yeah.
Shit's free. Stupid like, is what no, stupid no, does.
I don't think shit's free. I'm just saying, you have to just pay. We called a hooker to go to our, when I played rugby, we were down in Washington, D.C., and we thought it'd be funny to call a hooker to our coach's room, and the pimp showed up and was furious.
What?
Oh, he opened shit. The door and was like, no, what the fuck? And that guy was like, he came out and was just like, what the fuck, blah, 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 and our coach.
What?
Pretty, it was a fucked up thing for us to do. We're in high school.
That's insane.
Yo, that is insane, bro. What? Yo, you could have got a murder. You're crazy as shit.
He was so mad, dude.
Because we all sat in our rooms and watched. We're like, oh my god, here she comes. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Yeah, yeah.
Like watch it was a pizza like, delivery.
Wake up, shut the door, and I saw the pimp pissed. And he was just like,
yo, you could have got so your funny. Coach murdered.
No, maybe he paid. Maybe she sucked his dick, actually. Maybe he paid and was like, fuck it.
Maybe.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. It. I'm watching rugby. Yeah, I'm watching all these little fucking kids. I could use my getting my dick sucked.
Damn,
that's such a crazy life, dude. Pimping is so crazy.
It's the worst way to make a living.
It's terrible, but they make it look. I mean, it's a terrible thing to do. It's a horrible crime.
Horrible thing.
But they figure out a way to make it look so.
It looks
cool.
The coolest.
It looks
really
so
does.
Cool. It is. It's terrible. It's literally almost one of the worst things. But
I don't think it's like what you picture in fucking Friday. Like, they're not all wearing purple coats and fur hats.
No.
Yeah. And that's what fucked everybody up at Raven Lounge. Because they was like, yo, how are you supposed to know your cousin is a pimp? He don't dress like a pimp. I'm like, nobody dresses. It's 2023, bro. Yeah. Nobody dresses like a pimp. What are you saying?
It's Cat Williams.
Yeah,
no one
like,
else
what
does
the
it.
Fuck?
Yeah.
Dude, I used to sell weed to this guy, and he was like a family man, had his own business, had his whole thing going, but he liked coke. So every now and again, we would go weigh it out, and I'd see the white powder on the scale, and I'd go, brother, what the fuck are you doing? And he'd be like, and I was way younger than him. Mm. Technically, he could. Did you ever have your OG slide out of line on you?
Yeah.
So you have definitely. To check them every now and then. Because I was true. Like, bro, what are you doing? He had to be like, dude, fuck off, blah, blah, blah. And then he'd be like, yo, I've been hanging out with this pimp. And I was like, dude.
Oh,
you're
going
you're
down
doing
the wrong
too much blow. Yeah.
Yeah, too much.
Chilling with
too
the much. Pimp is tough stuff, dude.
Yeah.
When you party your way to the pimp, you need to turn around and run back, dude. Because you're about to enter another level of the party.
You about to run into fentanyl. You start getting around pimps, you about to be on fentanyl level. Don't do that.
Yeah, I remember him be like, dude, it's all good. He's like, I just need to like, this dude held it down. I can respect this on some level where he was like, I tell my wife I need 2 weeks to myself. He's like, I just need to collect myself. And he goes, and I fully bug out. He's like, everything. I party as hard as a human can like party for 2 weeks.
I like that. That's
then I
nice.
Come back, but it got away from him, obviously.
Damn.
It's a good move.
That's crazy.
It's cool in theory, but it's like, dude, you have to do the exact opposite. You
yeah, it's
not
sustainable.
Do that at all.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
You can't just be like, I'm going to do this for 2 weeks and be chill.
Yeah, I guess in like short periods.
Why two whole weeks? Why not like one night? Two weeks.
This dude partied, dude.
2 weeks is nuts.
This dude partied.
That's crazy.
He said he went to jail a long time ago for something. When he was like younger, he went to jail for selling coke, and he said his brother would just show up to the jail and fill up tennis balls and throw them over the wall. And he's like, I made more money selling coke in jail than anywhere.
Oh, yeah, everything costs way more money.
Yeah, you wait out in the yard, and the tennis ball would hit, and you just go.
Damn.
Walk over to it and grab it.
What the fuck, yo?
It was like some shitty like local. I think he was in county jail, too.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that makes more sense at the county.
And he was just, yeah. I've heard I heard the county jails are worse than
what? Bro, I was locked up CFCF for 18 months. That shit was the worst.
Really?
Well, I was there, and then I was at Pick And then House of Corrections. Then I went back to CFCA.
How long? Or how long ago was this?
I was 19. This is my sophomore year.
You were there for 18 months?
Sophomore year of college. Yeah.
You can't do, I thought you can't do it more than 2 years there. You can't. Years.
Yeah, 3 years is county life.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, 36 months is county life.
Yeah, I've heard it's the worst. I've heard county jails. I was talking to my friend. He had to go upstate, and I'm like, well, that sucks. He's like, dude, it's so much better.
Yeah, because they get TVs and shit in their cell. They can smoke in the cell. They can do all. Yeah. They can do.
They got football teams. Dude. They got a football team.
Yo, some prisons are starting to get football teams, though.
Are they really?
Yeah, I've seen the videos on TikTok. Yeah, that's some prisons are starting to have football teams.
Dude, if Tracy Morgan was my cheerleaders, I'd be hype. That's a good jail cheerleader.
Gardini, should we go into the Patreon? Where are we at here? Perfect, 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 perfect.
It's beautiful.
Beauty, beauty, beauty. Yeah, dude, that's unbelievable. Yeah, I've thank God. There's part of me that's like kind of curious what it would be like in jail, but I'm happy I've never gone.
No, there's no reason to be curious. You go lock yourself in the bathroom and then tell somebody don't let you out. Like, no matter what I do, don't let me out of here. Just make me stay here.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'm glad I've never gone. But there was part of me for a while, like, I'd be curious to see what it's got. There's got to be something you get out
you
of it.
You could do it 60 days in.
I mean, it's true. Funny. I'll put it to you like this. You meet a lot of funny ass people.
That's what my friend was telling me.
Yeah, it's just because it does eventually turn into just hanging with the boys, bro.
Chill.
As long as you're not a pussy. As long
true,
as you're not.
Yeah, yeah.
And as long as you like know people that's in there already, then it's kind of like, oh, we just chilling. You know what I'm saying?
That's what he said. He said he actually kind of liked it. He was like, it sucked, but then there was parts of it. He's like, they were really fun.
Yeah, you're not thinking about bills. You're not thinking about your girl. You're not thinking about anything. You're just hanging with the boys, lifting weights, playing ball. Eating, chilling.
Yeah.
That part's cool.
Yeah, jacking off. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Can you jerk off easily in jail?
Yeah, it's super easy in jail. I mean, all you do is you just
talk about the bro code.
Yeah. And what you do is this. So
when
you get there, you got to get the top bunk because bottom bunk is always jack off bunk because that's where you hang your sheet from so can't nobody see you.
Oh.
So if you get locked up and don't take that bottom bunk.
I thought bottom bunk was alpha bunk.
Fuck no.
Really?
Hell no.
Damn.
You don't want bottom bunk. That's the easiest.
Top bunk was bitch.
No, that's also easy bunk to fuck somebody up on too.
Oh yeah.
I can just come and kick you in the fucking face. Yeah, see what I'm saying? I can come in and kick you in your fucking face.
What if you fall out of the top bunk?
Oh, your life is done. Bro, listen, when I was
Can you ask for the bumpers? Do they have bumpers?
That's what I'm saying.
I need the bumpers.
I need the bumpers.
I'm a wild sleeper, dude. I'd fall off. I'd rather sleep in the jack off bunk, dude, and be safe, low to the ground.
Yeah, the jack off bunk sounds like it rules.
No, because then I'm a jack off on your bed. What do you mean? I need. I have to use your bed to jack off because I got to hang the
sheet. You can't jerk off in the crow's nest up the top?
No, what? Can everybody just see me beat my dick? No.
I would just turn over.
What just do you turn mean? To the like jack off. Turn to the side.
Just see me face
it's
the wall.
Even worse though, then you're vulnerable.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm already here. You know
true.
What I mean?
I'm already here. Yeah.
Take it.
When in Rome, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm taking a shit in front of people.
Oh, yeah, you
isn't
do
it
that.
Just like the toilet right there?
What's that?
The
like?
Toilet is right there.
Yeah.
Well, put it like this: if you if it's to the point where you and your celly cool, you're not gonna just shit while he there.
Yeah,
but if it's on some like. Y'all just put me in this cell. I don't know this guy. I'm shitting right in front of you, bro. You got to smell this. You know what I'm saying?
Talk, dude.
You got to smell this.
There's got to be smell a better this. Way Sounds to like help people song. Get better lives than doing that, dude.
I mean, unless he's just cool. Unless you walk in and he's just super cool with you from the beginning. Like, what's up? I'm such and such. Yeah. Oh, all right. We going by civilized outside rules. We'll be nice to each other. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, so I knew two people who were in Delaware County jail during COVID. And apparently that was like the worst because it was like all the cases got halted. Everyone sat there forever. There was like heat would break and it would just be freezing. There was short staff. So the older guy I knew who was in there was saying you would sit there and hit the call button for like a CEO or guard to come. And you'd be like, because they wanted to see like, dude, we're older dudes. And like if we had a heart attack in here. We want to know like people would come help us. Like, people were sick. Dudes were getting COVID. The heat broke. He said it was like 55 degrees in there.
Damn.
So they hit the button to see if it's like they shortened, I guess, the work staff. So he's like, dude, we'd hit it all night. No one would come. You were just on your own all night. So like, if dude had like a stroke or heart attack, because they were all paranoid about COVID, like you just were going to die. You were truly on your own.
I mean, that's crazy. Even before COVID, like, cause when I was locked up, this was what 2009, 2007, 2008, some shit like that. It was some guy in there.
I was when I was graduating college.
Yeah. See, so look, I was actually in college. Came home from spring break. My girlfriend at the time got in a fight. The cops tried to lock her up. I started fighting the cops.
Oh.
They locked me up.
Honorable.
Six cops charged me. They each charged me 2 counts of felony on an officer. So my bail was like 100 grand, 10 grand with the 10%. Yeah. So my mom was like, look, she said, we can either bail you out, but then you're going to have to fight it with a public defender.
Yeah.
She was like, or you can sit and we'll get you a lawyer. So I just, I didn't think it would take 18 months. So I'm like, I'll just sit and fucking, you know.
God, that sucks.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
You did the right thing, though.
Oh, hell yeah. I don't have a record then. I'd have had a record if I wouldn't have done that shit.
Oh, yeah. I'm saying just by fighting the
cops. Oh, fighting the cops?
Looking back on it, would you have just been like, well, you did do a crime?
I mean, well, she is my ex-wife now, so maybe I shouldn't have. Maybe I should let that shit go. It's like, no, I wouldn't have changed shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't have changed.
I'd have done everything the same exact way.
That was an honorable thing to do.
Yeah. Oh, but what I was saying was when I was there overnight, so they'll segregate you by like religion and like how bad your crime was.
Oh,
so
God.
Because of what I did, they had me with like 5-star people that was in there for like homicides and shit like that.
Yeah.
So this one guy.
Can you imagine being a petty Muslim?
A petty Muslim? No, we had. So look, we had one of them. Bro, we had
your
one.
Religion and how bad your crime is, right?
Yeah. A petty Muslim. Yes. Yo, one of them got snuck into our block, bro. Is this African guy, he was Muslim and he got locked up for child support. But they must have fucked up his paperwork.
Oh.
And he was on our block. So his cellie was locked up for like 2 attempts and like a homicide. And he fucking, in the middle of the night, he tied the guy's arms to the fucking bed and then tied his legs.
He tied the African dude up?
Yep. He tied his arms to the top of the bed and then tied his legs to
the
bottom.
What did he say? He was like, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
No, he said,
you
please.
You are the captain now.
He said, please stop fucking me in my ass. He fucking raped the fuck out of him, bro.
No.
Who gets raped in county prison? He raped the fuck out of this guy.
No, dude.
The guy was locked up for child support and got his ass fucked.
Damn. Oh, what? Why did the guy just fucked him because? Or was he like, dude, fuck
Oh, he was, no, the guy was crazy. Like, he was just a crazy ass guy. Because the African guy said that they had prayed together earlier that day. He was like, yo, we made a lot together. Like, I didn't. Then he fucked him. But you know the good thing?
Wait, he kissed and told?
He did.
He was like, that guy fucked me. Could you believe it?
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Did he really, like, he was just talking about
it? No, he freaked out. Like, he was, like, he was screaming. Like, shit was crazy. And then when the COs came to, like, help him, the guy put, a fashion knife to him and was like, I'm going to fucking kill him if you open the door.
God.
So then they said that he fucked him some more while the COs watched.
Whoa.
Crazy, bro. Then.
Oh, gangster. My God.
Crazy, bro.
Were you hearing this or this was just in your general vicinity?
No, I put it like this. That night, I heard like screams and shit.
Oh, sorry. Are we screaming?
I'm trying to sleep.
You're loud
trying to sleep
fuck.
Over here.
Shut the fuck up. But yeah, no, so like I heard the screams and shit, but you would hear shit like that every night because some people just cry. Some people would just be like, I miss my kids.
It's got to break you, man. That would suck.
That shit's horrible. But the guy, they ended up letting him out because they ruined him. And then he sued him and he got like $1.8 million. So he made some money.
Yeah.
He made some money.
Worth it.
Yeah, worth it. To some people, for maybe. Sure.
Damn. I wonder what he did. Do you think he went back to Africa or just stayed here?
Oh, I hope he went back to Africa. Back.
He could have. That would have been awesome, dude. 1.8 mil.
Oh, yeah. You're rich forever. Go back to Africa with that?
He might have bought the whole thing. The whole can caboodle, dude.
I don't know, though.
That's also, whole motherfucker.
That's also perilous, though, to be in Africa. Like, how'd you get all this money? Be like. I won the lottery. You can say I won the lottery. Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, that's
I used
hard.
To work with dudes from Liberia, and so they would watch gay guys get like thrown in tires and lit on fire and rolled down the hill.
Yeah, Liberians are crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty nuts. But yeah, that's damn, dude. That's fucked up.
Yeah, that's horrible for that guy.
1.8 mil.
Yeah, 1.8.
So the guy tied him up and then just fucked him.
Yeah.
Yo, you can't do that.
Well, especially, dude, fucking him in front of the guards is the worst.
Yeah.
Having like, yo, help. Seriously, the guy's still, you're like, It's like when you're on the phone. Yo, help.
Yeah.
That's gluttony.
That's absolutely gluttony.
Because he probably already had, he already had fucked him once. You got to fuck him again?
Fuck me once.
In front of the guards?
Shame on
fuck
you.
Fuck me twice.
Yeah.
True, dude. Fuck me. It's an old proverb.
Damn.
Poor guy. Well, hopefully he's enjoying his wealth.
Yeah. I bet you pays his child support now. On time. Every fucking time.
But you're what if half of that went to his kid's mom?
Oh, that would suck. Oh, that'd be horrible.
His payment went up to like 30 grand a month.
Oh, that's probably exactly what happened.
Oh, man.
No.
Yo.
Dude, this guy's continually getting fucked. This is crazy.
Will this never end?
Damn, bro.
Damn, if I were him, I would be like, yo, what gives? That would seriously, be what I say seriously. Exactly.
Yo, what gives? Seriously. That's what you would say?
That would be my first question.
Yo.
Dudes, let's go to the Patreon. Yeah. I have to say, guys, plug all your stuff. Plug your stuff up.
Oh, dude, fucking thanks for having us. Durag and the Deer Tag podcast, and check out our Patreon. Patreon.com/DurakandTheDeerTag.
Support the guys.
Obviously the best. Also, I'll be in California all week. Please go to those shows. Irvine Improv, San Jose Improv, Ontario, California, and also Phoenix is the big one. Phoenix Copper Blues Live. It's all on my website. There'll be a link in this thing, so please do that. Please, for the love of God.
Oh, and I'll be at the Stand on the 9th.
Yours.
With Lemaire, a couple other funny people. Oh, but you know what? It's sold out. Can't come.
Well, thank you guys, and we'll be going to the Patreon now to have even more fun. So, goodbye.